This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with a coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state, transforming it from an in-person, two-day meeting of the world's most powerful leaders into a virtual gathering. King Salman urged G20 leaders to provide support to developing countries in a coordinated manner. The Saudi monarch touted G20 efforts to inject more than $11 trillion U.S. dollars into the global economy this year as stimuli to support businesses and the most vulnerable. He also commended the group for extending protections to those most impacted by the global economic recession, including a G20 decision to suspend debt payments for the world's poorest countries until mid-2021. That's to allow those nations to focus their spending on health care and stimulus programs. The pandemic, which has claimed more than 1.37 million lives worldwide, has offered the G20 an opportunity to prove how such bodies can facilitate international cooperation in crises. It has also underscored their shortcomings. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Mr. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, he said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. VOA News.